Police, prosecutors, and victims say it's time for the state of Washington to crack down on prohibited gun buyers. Lawmakers heard testimony Thursday on a proposal to require gun dealers to alert authorities when someone tries to buy a gun and fails a background check. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports as part of our continuing investigation into this issue with King 5 News.
Paula Harwood fought back tears as she told her story to the Senate Law and Justice Committee.
I was in an abusive relationship with a gun put to my head in front of my children.
That was decades ago, but recently Harwood found out from a reporter that the man she has a permanent restraining order against tried to buy a gun and was denied.
It was like somebody punched me in the stomach. I lost my breath, and the only thing I could think about was, oh my God, oh my God, he tried.
It's a crime for prohibited buyers to lie and try to buy a gun, but there's rarely, if ever, any follow-up on these cases in Washington. James McMahon is with the Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs. He says when this issue was first brought to his attention, he thought,
there is no problem. These folks didn't get a gun, move on to something else.
But when he saw the statistics, 40% are convicted felons, 10% are fugitives, and 5% have protection orders against them.
I became concerned that, you know, I think there really is something here for us to address.
The bill under consideration would create a system where police and victims are notified of attempts to purchase a gun by prohibited buyers. The bipartisan measure has already passed the Washington House. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.